Bless the Lord. Amen. The Lord prepared me today with a message, hallelujah, in the middle of the night. When the battle intensifies, God satisfies.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When the battle intensifies, God satisfies. Our victory must be based on the principles of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Some base principles, like it's talked about in Hebrews chapter 6. Talked about faith and obedience, repentance, baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment. We need to be able to have those base principles, but we need the building principles too, like patience, the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. We need to have the ministry to the saints,
Amen.
The riches of His grace. Amen.
Amen.
And so our victories are based on the principles of Christ and not our own principles. And we base them on that. We're going to do well. There's a scripture out of Isaiah chapter 59. Many of you know it. And it starts out in verse 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and His glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, and that is a time of battle intensity. And believe me, He will do that quite often in these last days. But the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him.
Amen.
Amen. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, His people, His church, unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My Spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. God will satisfy His people. This is a time of encouragement for His people, that when the battle intensifies, God will satisfy. God is always satisfied in the time of battle intensity. You can think about it in the time of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the battle was very tense then. Here Nebuchadnezzar had come in and taken captive the peoples of Israel out of Jerusalem, taking them into his own land. It was great intensity. But God satisfied those that turned unto Him. And like Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they turned unto Him and dedicated themselves unto Him, and God satisfied them.
Amen.
Over and over again. And though the heat was turned up 7 times in that time of intensity, though difficulty may seem turned up 7 times in what you're going through right now, God will bring you through if you keep your eyes upon Him. If you keep your eyes focused and your heart focused upon Him and what His Word says, and you cling unto His Word and you dedicate yourself unto Him, He will lift you up. It's a promise of God. If you humble yourselves, He will lift you up.
Amen.
Another scripture, and it's in Psalms, and it's in chapter 90. Glory to God. Psalms chapter 90. It's in with verse 14. It says, Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy. Oh, let me tell you something. Mercy does come in the morning, every morning. And I tell you what, if the battle is intensifying for you, spend some early morning hours with the Lord, because that is where His mercy is the strongest and the greatest for you. Hallelujah. That we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Hallelujah. Be glad all our days. That sounds like something that God wants to do. He wants to satisfy us all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants. Hallelujah. The work of God. Hallelujah. And its glory unto their children is not going to be revealed unto anyone else. But it's going to be revealed unto the remnant. The remnant that's serving. The children that are serving. The children that acknowledge the Lord. The church that understands the ways of the Lord and are putting it into practice. And make the Lord His delight. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. God prospers His own. And even in the time of battle and intensity, He will prosper His people. No matter how hard it seems, no matter how difficult it seems, He will prosper you if you keep your eyes upon Him. Amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. But I tell you, they shall be like a tree that is planted by the waters. Amen. And they shall prosper. Hallelujah. They shall prosper according to the word of God. Hallelujah. And not of the word of another. Hallelujah. But the word of God. The words of God are eternal and forever. Their words of God are a sure and steadfast foundation. The words of God are pure, and they're holy, and they're right, and they're just. Hallelujah. And the Bible says we need to meditate upon them. Amen. Day and night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It all has to do with our mouth. Hallelujah. Our mouths invite God's salvation. Therefore, we are satisfied. Our mouthed prayers are answered with salvation. The instruction or declarations of the Lord. The Lord instructs His servants. Hallelujah. And so as we look to His Word in the time of battle intensity, God satisfies us with a victorious Word. Has He not done it many times over the years? We consider the time when David went up against Goliath. And did not the Word satisfy David when he went against Goliath? And he took a hold of that Word. Hallelujah. And he went by the brook and grabbed 5 stones, but it was only 1 stone he needed because he had the word of faith. He had the word of God in the time of battle intensity, going against someone that was twice his size, maybe 3 times his size, I'm sure maybe 4 times his size and weight. Hallelujah. Somebody who is in battle preparation, battle ready. Oh, David had something greater. He had something greater than spear and shield. Hallelujah. And sword. He had the word of God. And so he went. And to that time of battle and intensity, you can imagine his intentions. He was focused. And he got a hold of that sling and got the stone in there and slung that stone at that giant. And with one thump, the giant came down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You consider the times of Jesus. It was time of battle intensity. Oh, yes. Over and over again, the devil threw his worst at Jesus. But Jesus was satisfied because he had the word of his Father. And he just walked through that victoriously. He was not unnerved at all. But he spent that time, hallelujah, that time of prayer and that time of preparation with his Father in the quiet place, hallelujah. And that is where God will satisfy you. So that when you go out in the heat of the day and the battle builds and builds and builds as the sun rises and rises and rises, you will have the word of God. And you'll be able to face that battle intensity and have the victory. Glory to God. And in Psalms 91, verse 9, it says here through verse 16, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And don't forget, it was only 1/3 of the angels that fell. 2/3 did not fall. There is more with you than there is with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they shall bear thee up in their hands. Did you hear that? The hands of the angels shall bear you up in the time of battle intensity, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. So even when the enemy comes at you with his worst lie, hallelujah, the Lord will fill you with his word, hallelujah, that says, do not put the Lord thy God to the test. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and to worship Him and Him only, the Lord God. And it says, thou shalt, oh, tread upon the lion and the adder. Oh, hallelujah. Fearsome creatures, the young lion and the dragon that can scare you, thou shalt trample under feet. Glory to God, because He has set His love. Amen. Have you set your love upon the Lord God today? Therefore, He says, I will deliver him, and I will set him on high. Hallelujah. When you're set up on high, you're unreachable. You're unreachable. You're unconquerable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 8, we're more than a conqueror through Him that loves us. Hallelujah. More than a conqueror. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Do you know the name of the Lord today?
Amen.
What is His name? Hallelujah. What name has been given unto you? Amen. Above every other name, the name of which every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. What name is that? It's the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we have known His name and we have honored His name. We have glorified His name. We praise His name. We worship His name. And He shall call upon me, the Bible says, and I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. Hallelujah. In the midst of battle intensity, I will be with Him. I will deliver Him. And I will honor Him. And with long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. Aren't you glad for the Word of God today? Our mouth confessions of faith brings forth salvation from the enemy. In other words, our mouth confessions bring forth the protection of God. Hallelujah. As we glorify our God, as we honor Him, amen, with our substance and with all that is within us, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, God brings satisfaction, satisfaction unto His own. And we're looking now to Psalms 132, starting with verse 11. It says, the Lord has sworn in truth unto David. He will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If the children will keep my covenant. Here we go now. Hallelujah. Here we go. Here's what God is calling. Here's His standard, hallelujah, that He's calling His children to be satisfied, to keep His covenant and His testimony, hallelujah. The testimony of His Son, hallelujah. What is the testimony that God has given to us in these last days? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's how God satisfies us. That we know that we will not perish.
Right.
That we will live for eternity with Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it says here that I will teach them. Amen. And God has taught us, and He continues to teach us, the love of God. And I tell you what, you can go on through all of your life and still have not discovered all the glory of the love of God. All the glory of His grace. Hallelujah. All His glory. Hallelujah. You will yet to discover. Hallelujah. Because it's a wonderful, awesome glory. God is a God who satisfies. He just gives us that sweet taste to continue to enjoy more and more and more and more. Hallelujah. God is so awesome that when the battle intensifies, hallelujah, He has a time of feasting for His people.
Amen.
In the time of great battle, hallelujah. What do you think it's going to be, children of God? Amen. When we come back on the horses with Jesus on His white horse, hallelujah. We're going to have a time, a marriage supper with Him. Glory in the time of great intensity. And then we grab the victory as we stay with Him. Amen. As the book of Zechariah tells us all about, glory to God. It's in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants you to banquet. Amen. At His table. Amen. God wants you to invite Him into your house. Hallelujah. That you might be satisfied with His goodness. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for it is a habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation. And her saints shall shout for joy aloud. And there will I make the horn of David to bud, for I have deigned a lamp for mine anointed. Glory to God. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall His crown flourish. Glory to God.
Amen.
Our mouth testimony and a faithful life are rewarded with salvation. God's presence for clothing. Amen. God's righteousness for clothing and a crown. Glory to God. God will satisfy His own. Hallelujah. For we will rule and reign with Him forever. Amen. Are you looking forward to that? Glory to God. Amen. And I want to finish it out of the precious scripture in Isaiah chapter 58. And I so much appreciate Isaiah and all the good that is in his word for these last days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is definitely for the people of God, the ministers of God, those that are doing His bidding, His will. Hallelujah. In a time of great intensity, He says, is this not the fast that I've chosen? Isaiah 58:6. To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall the light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall bring forth speedily. Glory to God. And thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Here we are, God satisfying we, His people, in the midst of the battle, when we are faced with the bands of wickedness, that we might loose them with the Word of God, with our prayers. Hallelujah. To undo those heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke. Because the Bible says, Jesus, all power and dominion and glory has been given unto Him. And He has shared His wonderful victory with His people. And God has called us, amen, to preach the word of truth, that the sinner might come and hear it, be convicted of their ways before a holy God, and repent of their sins. This is the freedom that is to be brought forth in this last hour. God wants those who He has called to enter into that freedom, to hear His voice, and to receive, amen, His reward. Hallelujah. And speaking of reward, as God's people continues to do this, it says, oh, if thou wilt draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul. And oh, I'm telling you, in these last days, we're faced with many afflicted souls. But as we hear the Word of God and respond obediently in the midst of the battle intensity that they're undergoing, sometimes we're to rebuke the foe. Sometimes we're to hold back our rebuke. Sometimes we're to speak forth the truth. Sometimes we're to keep silent. But as we obey the Lord, the afflicted soul will see Jesus. The afflicted soul will see the light. The afflicted soul will be able to hear the voice of God. Then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Yes, amen. The Bible says in the days ahead, the sun will become dark and the moon will turn into blood. It's going to be a great, fearful day in the great day of the Lord. But for His people, it'll be like the noonday.
Amen.
For they're looking to Jesus, the true light, the eternal light, the glorious light. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. He shall satisfy thy soul and draw. This is the promises of God. He shall make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. We thank the Lord for His word here today. God will satisfy us. God will satisfy us, even in the time of battle intensity. God will be your satisfaction as you call upon Him, as you love Him and glorify Him. The Lord said through Moses and to Moses, stand still and see the salvation of God. God will depart, open up the seas. God will open up a way for you in the worst time of intensity. So have no fear. Have no doubt. Have no unbelief. For God is the great I am. And He will make a way for you. God will satisfy His children. Be like Paul, who learned to be satisfied in all circumstances. Why? Because he kept his eyes on the one who does satisfy. Amen.